The Development Code Ordinance deals with changes to zoning, construction, and subdivisions. The Assembly members want more public comment on potential changes. It has two more readings before Assembly and won't have a final vote until December. They'll consider renewing the contract of the borough's federal lobbyists in D.C. The firm is retained for $3,000 a month. In another agenda item, one of the lobbyists, Brad Gilman, wrote a letter to the borough manager regarding a Senate vote on the Coast Guard Reauthorization Act coming up November 13th. Gilman writes that the act would fix one problem for the fishing industry, but could create another. It would end the existing EPA rule imposing Clean Water Act discharge rules on fishing, fish processing, and fish tender vessels. But it would put ballast water discharge regulations in place. The lobbyist isn't sure exactly what the regulation would cover at this time, but it could include ice from fishing holds and refrigerated seawater. He says the regulatory process could take more than 2 years, and he'll keep the borough informed. At the meeting, the Assembly will consider an ordinance to clarify sales tax in regards to marine passengers. The Assembly would amend the sales tax code to clarify when sales tax is or is not due on travel and adventure services within the borough. For example, the marine passenger ship cruise tax contracts that are subject to the borough's marine passenger fee would not be subject to the borough's sales tax. Public Works Director Chris Cotta is asking the Assembly for approval to replace the solid waste baler. Cotta says that the baler, which was built in the mid-90s, has parts that are failing. He estimates the cost of repairing the existing baler at $420,000 and a full replacement at $550,000. Harbor Master Glorianne Wallen is asking the Assembly to approve an increase to the borough's in-kind contribution for a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers feasibility study for navigation improvements. The borough was contributing $50,000, but there are four more sampling efforts needed to determine an in-water disposal location for the project. So the Corps wants $100,000 now. The Assembly will also consider sending a letter to the U.S. Forest Service asking the agency to fix problems with timber sale appraisal and oversight. The borough clerk is proposing that the Assembly bring in the borough attorney to conduct Open Meetings Act training. The Assembly already has budgeted about $5,800 this fiscal year for the training. In other items on the agenda, Mayor Mark Jensen would like to discuss a proposal to the borough from the Air Med Care Network. The transportation company is proposing to provide all borough residents with Medevac services for a total fee of $14,355 annually. But it only applies to those with medical insurance. Residents who are uninsured would still get billed. And Assemblymember Jeff Mucci would like to discuss a solid waste recycling work session. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.